U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to restore the name of the U.S. Department of Defense to the Department of War has drawn wide-ranging domestic and international attention, raising questions about American military identity and foreign policy strategy. Trump, who has previously presented himself as a leading advocate for peace and claimed eligibility for the Nobel Peace Prize, appears motivated by a combination of appealing to his right-wing electoral base, projecting U.S. military strength, and countering global competitors such as China, Russia, and Iran. The proposal has sparked strong reactions within the United States. Democrats and liberal media outlets criticized the move as an expression of radicalism and a reinforcement of America's image as a war-prone nation. Lawmakers highlighted the substantial cost of renaming hundreds of defense institutions and assets, while efforts emerged to block the implementation of the legal change. Conversely, Trump's conservative allies argue that the renaming is necessary to strengthen national deterrence, whereas a significant segment of the public, particularly younger Americans, views it as an undermining humanitarian values and evoking memories of prolonged conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. U.S. military history underscores the country's extensive involvement in 20th and early 21st century wars, often accompanied by international scrutiny over human rights violations. Critics warn that renaming the Department of Defense may signal a return to a more aggressive military identity, highlighting the gap between proclaimed peace initiatives and operational realities, potentially straining relations with European allies and contributing to global instability.